USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A winter storm is forecast to blanket cities from Chicago to Washington, D.C., and as far as Boston, with up to a foot of snow over the next few days. The National Weather Service says heavy snow, cold temperatures, and gusty winds will likely impact many residents in the Great Lakes and the Northeast. Stocks are sharply lower to end a volatile week on Wall Street. Investors' fears about the GameStop trading frenzy added to the downward pressure on the market. The Dow losing 620 points to close at 29,982. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey on if Washington, D.C. needs to get involved.
We shouldn't let that happen. I do have colleagues who've already been making noises about somehow the SEC stepping in and new regulations and new laws. I see no case for that at this point.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
President Biden visiting wounded service members at Walter Reed National Medical Center in Maryland. It's Biden's first trip to the military hospital as commander-in-chief.
Going out to visit some of the soldiers and sailors that are wounded and look at the vaccination procedure. I've been at Walter Reed a lot. I spent almost 6 months there myself as a patient.
Biden also with a message regarding more coronavirus relief.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
A series of major winter storms are predicted to strike parts of the northeastern United States over the next few days. The National Weather Service says people from the mid-Atlantic north and east should expect heavy snow, Arctic-like temperatures, and strong winds. In preparation for the cold front, at least 10 states ranging from New Hampshire to North Carolina are under winter weather advisories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The National Retail Federation predicts a significant decrease this year in spending for Valentine's Day due to the pandemic.
In 2021, those celebrating Valentine's Day are expected to spend a total of $21.8 billion. But according to Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation, that may sound like a lot, but it's way off from last year.
This year, those celebrating plan to spend about $165 on average, which is about $32 less than they spent last year.
Many consumers are committed to celebrating Valentine's Day.
We're seeing a real commitment from consumers to celebrating friends and family, loved ones, even if they're having to alter or adapt those traditional holiday celebrations.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is supporting the confirmation of former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack as Secretary of Agriculture. Grassley telling WHO-TV, the NBC affiliate in Des Moines, a date for Vilsack's confirmation has not yet been set.
When the hearing does happen, I would welcome the opportunity to introduce the former governor of Iowa to the committee. I think I did that 10 years ago. Secretary Vilsack needs to be confirmed as soon as possible.
Vilsack served in that same role under former President Barack Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.